We are so fooled by our immediate experience. So we have many enjoyable experiences. And when we have those enjoyable experiences, our mind decides, well, that worked. That made me happy. So we need to check carefully, because there's a difference between pleasure and happiness, an important difference. So if we have a terrible headache, throbbing, burning, cutting, pain headache, like razors behind our eyeballs, painful, unbearable, we can't concentrate on anything, it's awful. And then we get some powerful medication, and the pain of our headache disappears. How does that feel? That feels blissful. It's the most wonderful thing. Not having a headache is the most blissful, wonderful experience. It's so good. But what we're actually experiencing there is just relief. Like, not having a headache isn't blissful at all. It's only blissful in direct proportion to the pain. And we only enjoy the absence of that pain for as long as you remember it. There isn't actually any authentic increase in happiness. It is a zero-sum equation. We had pain, and we got back to zero. We had pain, we got back to zero. And going back from the pain to zero feels fantastic. But the thing that we're identifying as making us happy, it's just relief. Like, if we were to keep taking those powerful medications, very bad things would happen quite quickly. You know, we all know this, but our mind gets a bit vague. Attachment makes our mind vague. Attachment makes us forget what we know. So we need to sit with this wisdom a bit. You know, when I was growing up, like my parents divorced when I was quite young. I was 4 years old. It's not a sob story. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. But when I was, and they lived a long way from each other. And so I would travel quite long distances from one parent to another parent, often on a bus, often as a sort of unaccompanied minor with a badge and all this kind of like a bag and all these sort of things. And so my mum would, you know, maybe put me on a bus and she'd say, you know, here's some money. And, you know, when the bus stops, because it was quite a long journey, there'd be a stop on the way, then, you know, here's some money to spend and buy some food and some things to drink and so forth. But, most importantly, don't forget to go to the toilet. Okay, yeah, just give me the money. And so away I go, little person, away I go. Bus pulls in, it's been hours, bus pulls in, service station, get out, very excited, I buy this, I buy that, I drink all this and I eat all that, get back on the bus, and there's one thing I forgot. Oh no. And that's fine for a while, and then after a while I'm starting to think, oh, I really wish I'd been to the toilet now. I really wish I had. And after a while, it does start to get quite bad. And I make my way, sort of timidly, to the front of the bus. There's a big sign by the bus driver that says, do not talk to the driver. Eventually, I have to say, excuse me, what? I need to go to the toilet. Should have gone at the service station. I didn't. Next stop's in 2 hours. Okay. Make my way back to the bus. And I learn about muscles I never knew existed. All sorts of different ways of contracting and holding. Finally, the bus pulls in. After an absolute eternity, I'm not the first off the bus. I can hardly move. Everyone else is off the bus and I'm just about waddling to the facilities. And then finally, I could do the sound effects, but I won't. It gets a bit crass. But anyway, you know, like, all of us have been there. All of us know that experience. It is so blissful. It is so blissful. It is so enjoyable. It is such a pleasure, finally. The thing is, though, we could recreate that any time we want. You know, just drink a few litres of water, get a friend to lock us in a cupboard for a few hours and only let us out after that time. And then finally, every day of our life, we could have, like, oh, that's so blissful. But we don't do that because it's stupid. Because we understand it's just pain. It's just pain reducing. A whole life is spent shifting from one thing that's painful to another thing that actually, in fact, is painful. Now, for example, sitting down. I don't know how you're sitting down. Maybe you're not sitting down. Maybe you're lying down. Maybe you're lounging on a sofa or tucked up in your bed. I don't know how you're viewing this. But maybe normally people would be sitting in the meditation room in the temple, sitting like this. And if the teaching went on and on and on and on and on, which it might, then, or might, maybe you think it already has. But anyway, if the teaching goes on and on, there'll come a point where you're thinking, I can't sit like this anymore. It hurts. It hurts so much to sit for a long time. And eventually the teaching's finished and we get up and say, oh, it's so good to be able to stretch. It's so good to be up, not be sitting down anymore. But then maybe if we spend a long time on our feet, maybe we have some job that we spend a lot of time on our feet, there'll come a point where, oh, I can't bear this. I need to sit down. Finally, we get to sit down and, oh, that's better. That's better. Taking the weight off. Oh, that feels better. And we can spend our whole life standing up, sitting down, but lying down here and there, and each time thinking, oh, that's better, that's better. You can see the problem. So maybe we don't realize that it applies to things. But attachment tells us, this is going to make me happy. This food, for example, right now we're in lockdown. Maybe there's a whole bunch of things that we're not getting to enjoy, food that we're not getting to enjoy, places we can't get to go to. And we think, if only I could get a pizza. God, if only I get a pizza, if only I get, some fish and chips or a burger or something, whatever is our thing. And we think, if only I could have that, if only I could have that. If it's a real cause of happiness, there's a basic minimum requirement for something to qualify as a real cause of happiness. It must consistently make us happy. If after a certain point it stops making us happy, that is evidence that it is not a real cause of happiness.